Militant v. Momentum. It seems that most establishment writers find it impossible to comment on conflicts in the Labour Party without an inaccurate reference to the militant tendency. See No Gradis piece, I'm far from pro-Corbyn, but the Momentum conference made me wish the Blairites wouldn't ignore them independent. The 26th of March, was another in this vein. Perhaps he is ignorant of the fact that three militant supporters were elected as Labour MPs in the 1980s, with firefighter Terry Fields winning what was supposed to be a Tory marginal. Or that militant supporters led the All Britain Anti-Poll Tax Federation, which led a mass movement that defeated that inequitable tax and brought down Thatcher. Sounds somewhat removed from the picture of a group that didn't want to win elections and campaign on the streets. Labour Party members would do well to examine the real lessons of what militant argued for in the Labour Party, rather than the caricature that O'Grady and others have presented. Militant, and its successor, the Socialist Party, stands for accountability of MPs, defence of public services, support for trade union struggle. Many of those inspired to join Labour in the wake of Jeremy Corbyn's election will find that they share more than they think in common with militant. Ian Dalton, Leeds.